In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, be humble about yourself, or else you won't be saved. Have a honest assessment of yourself. Know what kind of person you are. Don't put on airs. Certainly not to yourself. Be honest with yourself. The problem was with this man who was indignant because Jesus healed on the Sabbath day. He wasn't honest with himself, so he wasn't honest with others. He didn't know himself. He didn't know his own sins. What Jesus said parenthetically at the end, when he said, "Lo, this woman who hath been bound by Satan, lo, these 18 years, shouldn't she be healed on the Sabbath day?" He just said, parenthetically, that Satan had bound her. This is what they believed, that if a person was sick, like the woman with an issue of blood, or this woman who was bent over and cannot stand straight, that this is because of some evil she had done and God was judging her. The whole society believed that and understood that. So, when they saw that such a woman healed, here's what they should have thought. Glory be to God that someone could be delivered from their sins. And I wonder what sins I have that I need to be delivered from. But that's not what he thought. Instead, he put on airs and he said, "Come anyone of 6 days, but not on the Sabbath day to be healed." What an amazingly stupid statement. Because the Lord showed him to be the hypocrite he was. Because even on the Sabbath day, they would take care of their livestock. Even on the Sabbath day, they would eat. So, it was truly a hypocritical statement by this man. But the reason for the hypocrisy was because deep down, he was full of vanity and pride. And he didn't see his own sins. In this woman, he should have seen his own sins. So should we. I've talked about it before. The fathers have preached about it also. That this crookedness of the woman's back is a sign of sin. Perhaps the woman was a sinner, perhaps not. I don't know. Certainly I do know, the church teaches, and we understand, that sometimes physical infirmities can be because of spiritual conditions. Even secular society knows that now. You can find zillions of articles that say if a person is depressed, they live less, not as long as someone who's not depressed. And that the way we feel, the way we encounter life, people who get angry easily, etc., have more of a tendency to have heart attacks. Certain personality types are more likely to get sick and have certain diseases. This is all true. So certainly, our spiritual condition can cause our physical condition to be either be healthy or unhealthy. What it was with this woman, I don't know. The Lord doesn't reveal that. Although he does show that Satan had bound her. So when we see someone bent over, we should think, "I'm bent over too." And when the Lord heals such a one, if we were in that synagogue, we should rejoice with her. And not be like this Pharisee who was proud and didn't see his own sins. Reminds me of the Pharisee who went in to pray, and the publican there too. And the publican was beating on his breast, saying, "God be merciful to me, a sinner." And the Pharisee was very self-satisfied. Didn't see his own sins. And because he didn't see his own sins, that is why he judged the publican. So the first sin was not knowing himself. The first sin was pride and arrogance, deeply rooted within his heart, such that he couldn't even see it. He couldn't even perceive it. But it came out in judgment and hypocrisy and such a lack of kindness. One of his peers, one of his brethren, had just been healed of a terrible infirmity. We should rejoice instead of finding some sort of technicality to pick on. So the sin, the great sin of this man, was that he was proud and arrogant and without a sense of who he was. You know, I've told you many times, if you can't stop sinning, at least be kind. That's a good way to live. At least be kind. Well, let's add to that. If you cannot stop sinning, at least be honest with yourself that you are a sinner. And because of that, if you cannot stop sinning, at least know yourself, and therefore be kind to others and honest about yourself. This man wasn't. This is why he fell headlong into Hades, because of his pride and arrogance. Now, we could all say, yes, we're all sinners, right? We all believe that. How much do you believe it? You could say it, I'm sure. If somebody says, are you a sinner or are you a saint? You say, oh, of course I'm a sinner. Do you feel it in every fiber of your being? Do you feel your inadequacies? Do you feel your infirmities? Do you feel the darkness in you? If you don't feel it, if you're not aware of it, then how are you going to get rid of it? It influences everything you do and everything you say. The reason you're unkind to someone is because of a sin deep in your heart. Not because that person aggravates you or because they were dishonest to you or because they hurt you in some way. No, it is because of something inside you that is broken. And if you don't see it, then you cannot do anything about it. This hypocrisy is a common sin in our day. It's always been common. It's part of the fallen human condition. But we are not meant to be fallen. We are meant to rise up. We're meant to be like our Lord. He wasn't a hypocrite. Everything He said was the truth. Not only to others, but also to Himself. He knew the kind of person He was. So should we know. And if we know what kind of person we are, then we wouldn't say such foolish things. And don't think that you don't say such things. Oh, sure, you don't go around telling people that it shouldn't be cured on the Sabbath day. But what other things are there in your heart when you act towards someone in a way that is cruel or is manipulative or that is judgmental? It's not because of the kind of person that person is. It's because of the kind of person you are that you're doing those things. There's something inside you, just like this man, that made him be a hypocrite. You've got to see yourself if you're to save yourself. You've got to see that you're a sinner and that God can help you. But you've got to feel it with every ounce of your being. And I don't mean this in any kind of morbid way. I'm a terrible person and hang your head down and feel unworthy of even walking upon the earth. No, that's mental illness. The Lord didn't call us to be ill. He called us to be cured. What I'm talking about, what the church teaches, is realism about yourself. That you know what kind of person you are. And I tell you, a person who knows what kind of person he is doesn't judge others. Because he sees that everything that somebody else did or is doing or will do, he's fully capable of doing too. Do you really believe that? Do you really believe that you're a sinner? Not just that what you say, but in everything you do? If you do, then you're going to get better. Because that's the beginning. To know that you have a problem. We see exactly what happens when you don't know you have a problem. You judge other people. And you're cruel. His cruelty and judgment came from his inner condition. And so our cruelty and judgment and our lust and our ambition and all the rest, it all comes from that inner condition. Do you see it in there? Do you feel it? It's very cold. It's very dark. I hope you see it and feel it. Because if you don't, then how can you be saved? Jesus came so that we would no longer be dark. But He won't cure darkness that we don't present to Him. Jesus came so that we would be warm and not cold. But if we're not aware of this coldness, why would we go before the fire to become warm? This is an important problem. And our society has it, and we have it. We're infected with vanity and pride. And that's what caused this great sin of this man, this amazing sin. That when someone was healed of a terrible infirmity, he found something to complain about. What a terrible tragedy. This man reminds me also of the people of the Gergesenes. They saw God within their midst and they didn't understand Him. And He went away at their request. This man saw the mercy of God right before his eyes. And he did not recognize it. Because of the darkness that was in him, he was bound by Satan. Self-bound. He had provided the wrappings. His pride, his arrogance, his conceit. Brothers and sisters, be humble. If you can't stop sinning, be humble. Accept who you are. I don't mean accept and say, this is what I'm going to be for the rest of my life. Accept the truth about yourself now so that you can become something else later. Because if you don't, you won't change. And here's the tragedy of it all. You won't even know that you won't change. This man didn't know that he was afflicted with this terrible disease. The people of the Gergesenes didn't know that they had seen God and cast Him out from among their midst. They didn't know. And they went on with their lives. And then they died. And this Pharisee went on with his life. And then he died. And only then did he realize how terrible he really was. Let's not be like that. Let's be humble about ourselves. When we see infirmities among us, let's be kind to those with infirmities because we have those infirmities too. May God help us. Amen.